is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Is Kawhi out of there if they lose this series? I mean, what more? Dude scores 41 last night. Paul George was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But the, how are you?
They look, the Clippers clearly made a mistake. They wanted the Mavs. Someone pointed out, wait a minute, Luka ate you guys alive last year. And this will, and he did this without Porzingis. Now Porzingis is whatever sometimes. But why would you want Luka again? You guys couldn't defend him last year. And they asked for it, and they're getting it. As far as whether he's out or not, no one really knows what Kawhi ever wants to do. That's the way he likes it. It just wouldn't surprise me if he was like, you know what, 2 years is enough. I don't want to play here anymore. I can live in my hometown in the off season, and I want to go someplace else. The problem for the Clippers is he almost feels as likely to leave as he is to stay. And there's no real read on him. And if they get knocked out in the first round, why does he want to stay there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this team should be much better than this. It should be much better. They shouldn't be getting slapped around by Dallas. They just shouldn't. There's no way they keep him, right? If they lose this series.
In game one, they avoided putting their two star wings on Luka. That changed in game two. Didn't matter. Kawhi could just say, you know what, I like being home. So that could be a reason he stays. But, I mean, you've already changed the coach. You've already made one coaching change since he's been there. And Doc was kind of, the general manager as well. So you've already made a front office / coach change. If Kawhi doesn't like Lou, he could bolt. He's done it twice already.
Yep. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And so that series appears to be over. When the road team wins both games, then it's like I forget what it is, 87% chance that they win the series. So of course, the Rockets were one of those teams that were able to come back after losing the first two games at home. And the 95 team ended up winning the series against the Suns after losing the first two at home. That was Clutch City. No, that was the 94 team, Clutch City. And so it can happen, but this team doesn't have heart. The Rockets were heart of a champion. This team doesn't have any heart.
The Clippers are fake tough guys. I mean, Leonard and Paul George aren't that, but their supporting cast, particularly combination of Pat Beverly and Marcus Morris, are pretty much fake toughies. And they're guys whose play doesn't rise to the level of their rhetoric. And look, Morris and Beverly were combined 4 for 13 last night. 12 points between the two of them. They are who they are. And unfortunately, they're two of their starters.
Yep. Reggie Jackson came off the bench and did some nice things.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I mean, they don't. Nicholas Batum. Serge Ibaka, 6 minutes. Rondo.
And we remember.
They old.
When Ibaka was brought in. Oh! Look at the Clippers loading up.
Yeah.
And when the playoffs happen, Ibaka's coming back from an injury, can only give him 6 minutes.
And was it not a lock that the Lakers were going to bounce back?
Yeah.
Boy, they look good. He and Anthony Davis, both LeBron and Anthony Davis, looked good in the end, didn't they?
Yeah. The Suns didn't score a basket from, didn't make a bucket from the field for the last 4 minutes of the game or so. All their points came from the Lakers dumbly fouling Devin Booker on jump shots. I think they did it multiple times from 3-point range. Yeah, but the whole thing is Chris Paul isn't Chris Paul. So what are the Lakers?
Couldn't even play.
Yeah, Monty Williams just held him out the final five or six minutes of the game. He only played 23 minutes, took 5 shots. Not surprising the Lakers fought back, but if Chris Paul is 45%, then yeah, you better win the game. If he can't play effective minutes, then he can't even close down a stretch. We see how important he is orchestrating that offense when they needed a bucket late when he couldn't play. They couldn't find a way to get a shot. No. It was a lot of one-on-one, and the Lakers defense, with the help of Anthony Davis coming off his guy to block a shot or two, no one was there to orchestrate it off. Cameron Payne had his moments making some shots when they were making their run to get back in it. But when they need a Bucks down the stretch, there's no one who could get them a good shot. And the Lakers found a way to win.
Yep. And then the Nets cruised. And yeah, well, Kyrie thinks he's going to get some race.
At least
he's going to get some racism.
He's hoping for not racism at all. Certainly no subtle racism, whatever
that
is.
Well, there's subtle racism. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
There's going to be racism. It's Boston. There's nothing you can do.
Well, the world knows.
Uncle Freddy is here. What up, Uncle Freddy?
What's going on?
What do you say, pal?
So, last night, I was at Bocce Ball League, and we got into a debate over Phil and Tiger, and which was better. Tigers win in 19 or Phil's on Sunday. And it was about 15 people, and it was pretty 50-50, which I was shocked. I 100% think Tigers win was bigger. Just wanted to get y'all's take and see what you think.
That is interesting because you can't lessen what Phil did, but Tiger's win was huge. Winning another Masters when he didn't think he would, when no one thought he could win again. That's interesting. I think they're pretty close, but I would take Tigers too. I think they're pretty close though. Phil, I mean, especially at that end. I mean, did anybody see the ratings? I haven't seen the ratings.
I haven't seen them.
I want to see what the PGA Championship, see what they were the other day.
We just got to pretend this man didn't just say he was playing bocce ball.
That's all right. He's Italian.
Is he? No. Is that our Uncle Freddy or a different Uncle Freddy?
That's Uncle Freddy.
Uncle Freddy, is that you, Uncle Freddy, Uncle Freddy?
This is Uncle Freddy, Uncle Freddy.
Okay. Yeah.
He's Italian.
I'm Cuban.
Italian.
Okay, what? Have you ever met?
You didn't even know he was Cuban?
It's like Italian.
You called him Italian.
If you play bocce ball, you can be
Italian.
Have
you ever made a pig in your backyard?
Have I ever? Yeah.
An Italian. You made it?
No.
Uncle Freddy,
yes,
did you?
Yes. No, I'm... Well, the family, yeah, we've made a pig, a whole pig in the backyard.
Uncle Freddie killed him and then gutted him and then made him. How Cuban he is.
Cooked him? Yeah, that's pretty Cuban.
Is Dell not a bocce ball player?
Apparently
bocce
not.
Bocce ball is
Man, you
awesome.
Better get out of here.
Bocce ball
what are you
is
talking
awesome,
about?
Dell.
On a random Tuesday afternoon, am I playing bocce ball?
Yeah.
No.
Why,
what do you mean a
not?
Random afternoon?
It's a random Tuesday.
It was a holiday. The Dodgers and Astros were playing.
It wasn't a holiday.
That's
it was a holiday.
Yeah,
it was a massacre.
It was a night.
Tuesday night of bocce ball.
You had about 40 of you there?
I think it said 15.
15?
It's a league night, and there's 16 teams.
You don't play croquet, Dell? It's croquet that you can throw the ball.
No, it's a league. It's a bocce league.
A bocce ball league.
Bocce ball's fun.
Yeah.
Do you play in a league?
Freddie, did you win your match?
We went 1-1. We split.
You split?
We won 10-7, lost 10-7.
Oh.
Must have been heartbreaking.
Yeah.
By the way, I got your numbers here.
All right.
Final round coverage of the PGA Championship in which Mickelson became the oldest major golf champion in history at the age of 50, averaged 3.9 and 6.58 million viewers. That's the highest rating and viewership for the event since Tiger Woods finished second in 2018 with a 5.4 and an 8.47. So ratings increased 19%, viewership 28% from last year when the event took place in August. It felt like bumps. Well, no, we thought there were going to be big TV bumps, and there weren't the same TV bumps for sporting events. But in August, they got a 3.3 and a 5.15, 19 and 31% respectively from 2019. Mickelson's win, which peaked to 13.05 million from 7 to 7:15 p.m. Eastern, delivered the second largest golf audience of any kind since the sport went on hiatus last year. Behind the final round of this year's Masters and ahead of the final round of last year's Masters. It also is the top sporting event of the weekend, topping Lakers-Suns NBA playoff game on ABC. So, yeah, I like Phil, but we always knew that. Phil had pull. People wanted to see Phil, and Phil is still, for the old school golf fan, the same ones who've been riding since Tiger Woods, even the people who came in because of Tiger, Phil has some cachet. See, yeah. I feel like Phil can bring people in watching who don't watch a lot of golf anymore. or maybe never have.
So the 2019 Tiger win Masters finished with a 7.7 rating, but it was low because they teed off in the morning to move it up because there was going to be rain that afternoon. So they moved up all the tee times. And so it was still, it was, however, due to the early start time, the 7.7 rating is the second lowest for a Masters final round since 2004. It's still, it's a Masters. The final round peaked at 215 to 230 as viewership spiked to 12.1 as Tiger earned his fifth green jacket and 15th major title. So it was bigger. It was bigger as far as ratings go. It was, I think, Tiger winning. Tiger's a bigger name than Phil. But there was a lot of nostalgia. I got goosebumps watching Phil. I did. You did too, Del?
Did you, Del?
Man, you better get out of my face with this goosebumps stuff. We're watching Phil. I don't care. No.
Did you get some goosebumps, Del?
Why? Because Phil was in the hunt for a tournament title?
Yeah, no. And won.
I don't care about Phil.
Well, it kind of, it was less goosebumpy because he had such a big lead.
I don't attach myself to players like, or any individual in sports like that. I don't care.
It's nostalgia. It's wonderful.
Nostalgia for what?
50-year-old Phil,
I don't have that
you
connection.
You grew up with Phil.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you've known Phil Mickelson your whole life.
No, I haven't.
Practically your whole life you've known
Phil Mickelson.
I have
not known Phil Mickelson my whole life.
Yes, you did.
I didn't know he existed I was what? How old? Maybe 15?
Well, that's most of your life.
But I didn't care about him.
But you still knew him. He's been part of your upbringing.
Ed O'Neill is
your life.
Ed O'Neill's a bigger influence on my life than Phil Mickelson. You know who Ed O'Neill
is?
Yes. Al Bundy.
Yeah.
I get goosebumps thinking about Al Bundy before I would Phil Mickelson.
And his high school football career?
Yes. 4 touchdowns in a single game.
Do you get
game.
Goosebumps from old school Christine Applegate?
That's a different
that's
kind of bump.
That's a different kind of bump. I don't know if it's goosebumps.
Here we go. That's how I know you do a show with John.
Look, Al Bundy, bigger influence on me than Phil Mickelson. That's all. I mean, it's real. It's true.
You can't hate it if that's his. No. If that's his. If he's speaking truth to power. You can't hate that.
That's fine. Unfortunate, but Phil means more to the world than Al Bundy.
Not to me.
Yeah,
Al Bundy's provided far more entertainment to me than Phil Mickelson ever will. The fact that Biggins is a thing I know exists because of Al Bundy. Oh, Phil made a putt. Whatever. No, ma'am. What about the No Ma'am organization from Marywood Children? Much bigger deal to me than Phil Mickelson winning a tournament.
That's awful. Uncle Freddie's call was off. Chalice Altuve, Uncle Freddie had one of the great calls in radio history, okay? It was talking about golf.
And bocce ball.
Whether Phil's win or Tiger's win was bigger. I'm going Tiger too, Freddie. There you go. Which way you go on this one, Art? Give us, you know what? Call the show, Art. Or tweet it in because that's what you do.
I know what Art's going to say.
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
That's what he's going to say about it.
Frankly, there are. 1014 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get here, 713-780-3776.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the effing. All you got to do is say you're a must.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you hear him up for me?
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Wow. Buff Bagwell does not look good. Have you all seen him lately? Apparently he's
the
been
wrestler?
Arrested. Yeah. He's been arrested on 11 different misdemeanor charges. Speeding, failure to yield, entering an intersection, false data, hit and run, following too closely, reckless driving, driving with a median, within a median, driving under the influence of drugs, duty upon striking a fixed object, driving on the wrong side of the road. He's not a great driver.
Doesn't appear. Looks like the influence of a certain substance.
Yeah.
Hurt him in this case.
Yeah, he looks like he's a lot older than 51.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm sure the skin ain't great because he's been in tanning booths his entire life as a wrestler. I'm sure that's not helping the skin, and then you add the drinking. Not great.
Mm-hmm. No, he's lived a hard life, that Buff Bagwell. Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, yeah, hope he gets through this, whatever this is.
Is that a Juggo?
I think it's Hugo.
Hugo?
Maybe, I don't know.
All right, that's Hugo. What do you say, Hugo?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Love the show all the time. I was kind of calling regarding the Astros and Dodgers game, man. I'm a huge Astros fan to the bone and everything. It's just embarrassing how these, you know, fans go out there and watch the ballpark and they can't defend, you know what I'm saying, the Astros on this dumb stuff that's going on. I mean, if I was a fan out there, I work all late shift. I can't make it to the games, but every time I'm at a bar or something, and if I see some chanting or going to something like that, Dodgers throwing shit in our face.
Whoa.
You can't say that.
Hugo.
Golly, everyone. Man. Please.
Yesterday it's an F-bomb. Today it's an S-bomb. Listen, I'd like for them to be able to do that. We don't make the rules. I'd like for you to be able to say it.
But
it's the way I feel, too. And I accidentally did cuss last week, didn't I?
Did you drop a bomb?
Didn't you have to?
I had to dump him.
Yeah, you had to dump me one time.
Was it last week?
I said the S word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's last week. But you say an ugly word for hoo-ha all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have a filter. Yeah. We get it, Hugo, but there are just some things you can't say.
Yeah, no.
That's all.
You can't say shit in somebody's face.
Yeah, we understand the sentiment, though. Yeah.
We get where you're coming from.
Yeah, we understand.
You just have to phrase it better.
Yeah, you got to say something. Stuff is what you can say.
Yeah.
Or say ship.
Yeah, ship.
It would make me nervous when you said it, but as long as you finish with a P instead of a T,
it works out. Yeah. No. I don't want to talk about
KJ, that. No, KJ, I got the first one, too. Because I think he said ship twice, and I caught it.
I wasn't sure on the first one.
Yeah.
I caught it late, but I caught it, and then he said it again, which means it's questionable whether it got caught because, it's got to ramp up again. But we appreciate it, KJ, but I got him the first time.
KJ heard it, though. So.
No, he's on the stream.
Oh, he's on the stream.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So Astros lose, and they look terrible doing it, and the fans were terrible. Everything about it was terrible. The hitting was terrible. The pitching was terrible.
Damn, that's a lot of terrible.
There was a lot of terrible all last night. This is not what we had hoped for.
The fans are terrible. The fans, the way you let the Dodgers come in into your park was terrible. The way they will walk down your streets and threw fingers at your girls was embarrassing and horrible.
Throw ship in our face. Made it.
I hit
over
the button twice.
Okay. Well, doesn't it have to ramp up when you hit it once?
I hit it twice. Like, you get 8 seconds.
Well, I couldn't tell if he said it the first time.
How our system works, you hit it once, it's a 4 second.
Ship in the face made it.
I hit it twice after he said it, so maybe I didn't get to the button in time.
Well, our program director said it made it, so.
Our soon-to-be former program director.
Yeah. So so that means we don't care what he says?
Isn't that how we're going to do things
now? Yeah, he's a short time.
Yeah, whatever.
We don't give a rat's ass what you think, AJ.
Shouldn't you be in Vegas cheering for the Raiders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the A's.
Your new team.
And the Vegas Knights.
And the A's.
Aren't they on
your
their
newest
way to,
team?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. We don't give a rat's ass, AJ. So that was about as, I don't remember a game as embarrassing as that one. Do you?
When you add everything
when
together.
When you add everything up.
So you get Greinke, who gave up 4 runs.
He looked so good the first 2 innings.
Yeah.
And then they batted again.
Then they hit again, and they started hitting them. You had no offense in the first half of the game. And then by the time you did, it was too late.
Well, seventh inning, a little late.
Bregman hit a little cheap shot, little front row in Crawford boxes.
Yeah.
Home run. Hey, you take that's fine. Away. That's fine.
Do you ever hit a home run in the Crawford boxes?
But you
no.
Did. Yeah, I did. But you didn't in the celebrity home run contest.
You did
but
not you didn't, hit a home run.
Do you have video footage that I didn't?
Yes. Yes.
Show me your footage that shows I didn't do it.
You did get a hit in that thing, by the way.
Show me if you show. Show me the footage of me not hitting a home run.
The media was embarrassing. That was more embarrassing than last night.
They had remember when they had the little softball field, basically, the little softball fence out there?
Right. Oh. You didn't hit it in the Crawford boxes. Ever.
Yeah. Were you there? No.
Yes,
you
I was know. There, actually.
You weren't there when I was did it. You were at a golf event doing some kind of your own little...
No, I'm pretty sure I was. let's.
Like, what am I doing here?
Okay, so Neil, you're gonna have to clean it up, okay?
Yeah. So it turns out, the first time he said it, we caught it. I caught it, but it didn't ramp up quick
that's
enough.
That's what I'm saying.
So
you got to ramp up.
I didn't have time.
You got to give it a little time.
Yeah.
Neil is here. Hey, Neil, what's going on?
Hey, guys, willing to clean it up for you. You know, we brought this on ourselves last night. First off, we gave all them homeless folks from L.A. hot dogs for a dollar. They've never seen such a great deal. That's one of the reasons they showed up. And the other one is on us, because we've bragged for years about the cost of living in Houston and how great it was. Those guys are out there selling their measly little penance houses and moving into the woodlands, into the greater part of the neighborhood. Man, they think they're living high on a hog. So we brought some of this on ourselves. We double hit ourselves last night.
Yeah, we did. So dogs.
So do we think this is just an influx of Dodger fans in town? They didn't make a trip. They decided they were just in town, and that's a trip.
No, there's
that's a trip.
There's a ton of them that came in town for this.
We got to shut down the flights. We need to shut down the flights and build a wall around the western part of the state that's so high that planes can't come over, so they can't come over.
You know, wall building around the state of Texas hasn't gone
just
that well.
The western, now just you want the western part.
You know they can fly around, right?
Keep out. It's not even really for New Mexico so much as trying to get up and so that the planes, I guess the plane could technically circumvent our gigantic 40,000 feet wall to keep this. You know what then? Let's just not give them airspace. Don't let airspace come in from. Greg Abbott could shut down airspace. He could say no more flights coming in
from
Los Angeles.
Isn't that a federal thing? Airspace being shut down?
No, everything's on the state level now.
I feel like you're making that up.
No, it is. Look. Masks. Y'all want to do it or not? It's up to you.
It's called the FAA, not the TAA.
Yeah, but they can do whatever they want. We can do whatever we want.
I don't know.
Do you have a gun without training?
Well, yeah.
Okay. But that's, you know why? Because you can. Can you do it in Los Angeles? No.
Can you just shut down airspace if you want?
In Texas, we haven't tried it yet.
Is it the Texas Aviation
Administration? Yeah, I'm not telling you to shut down all air flights. I'm just saying from California. And if you just say, okay, only United. Okay. We own United here in Houston. I think we own it.
Do you want to screen people who do come in from L.A. on those United flights to make sure they have no Dodger affiliations?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, actually, yes. I want to do social media scrubs, a scrubbing of social media accounts to see if they got any Dodger stuff in there. And if they do, you're not allowed into the city. Sorry.
That's it.
Does that sound like a bad idea?
Have you guys seen this?
Seems costly.
I didn't even know this.
We can divert money for this.
From where?
Education. That's where everything comes from.
Did you?
We're not Louisiana.
It doesn't have any money as it is. Did you guys see this? I didn't even know this. It's going to be Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady versus Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Well, who did that?
It's the PGA champ and Super Bowl MVP versus the U.S. Open champ and the NFL MVP.
Where are you seeing
Brady
this?
Looked like crap last time.
Well, wait, where are you seeing it? Who's telling you that this is
Bleacher
happening?
Report?
This is a poor.
They never lie.
That's a poor pairing.
It's scheduled for July 6th on TNT.
The fact that those two guys hate each other,
no.
Though.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
It should be Koepka.
Koepka.
Not Mickelson.
Yeah. Koepka versus DeChambeau.
Yeah.
I don't think he could stand being on the same tee
Probably
box with
not.
Him. No. But that is awesome. That is fire. That is fire right there.
You're excited about that?
July 6th.
Well, I guess there'll be nothing to watch.
I'll be on vacation.
Is that why you took the day off?
I had. Because
you
knew this was coming? I took the week off.
You knew this was happening?
Yeah.
Get some Lubriderm for the big matchup?
Let's go. What?
Lubriderm. Why are you dabbing?
Don't dab.
That man just suggested you go buy stock and lotion.
That's all. Kellen Winslow.
Oh, that was Vaseline.
A vat of Vaseline.
Yeah. At least you would be doing it at home, not in a car.
Right. I might watch it in my car, though, just for that.
Just so you have privacy?
Be like Kellen.
That is something no one says.
No one ever has said that. 1028 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 7378-0-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 10:31 ESPN 97.5. Let's finish up this tomorrow at this time. We'll be having Throw Shade Thursday. And if the Astros don't clean it up, guess who's going to catch it?
It will hopefully you guys do it in a cleaner fashion than Hugo. But yeah,
yeah.
The Astros and their organization will not only the players, but if it's – I expect a loaded crowd of Dodger fans, so the organization should catch it as well.
Yeah. No. Absolutely they should catch it. Jim Crane, if he wasn't pissed last night, then I'd be disappointed in him. But apparently,
that was a national telecast, too.
No, tonight is a national. No,
it was on FS1 last night.
Oh, was it?
For everybody, yeah.
Well, no one knows where FS1 is, so.
It's kind of there. People can find it.
I'm not sure anybody can find that. But tonight it's on ESPN, and it's going to be just as embarrassing, it appears, that you know that they have all those same tickets. They bought them for both nights.
For 2 nights, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a hotel stay.
So, you know what? We're going to have to drown them up, those people. And I like to call them those people.
They're not us, or they're those.
They're those people. They're from California. They're weird.
Mm-hmm.
So
I fit two of those.
They're poor.
That's 3 out of 3 for me.
Yeah.
California, weird, and poor.
They're liberal.
4 out of 4.
Right.
How many can you do that fit me?
Oh, you're just like all.
I'm like just those, like them.
Those people.
Except I don't go to Dodger games.
Yeah.
Which is what it was last night.
And they're illogical.
Not me.
They're illogical. And they're hypocrites.
Well, I can't.
They root for a bunch of cheaters, and yet they call us cheaters.
They've got Mookie Betts and Joe
our
Kelly.
Our hometown nine.
Not only are the team itself was a cheating team, they brought in cheaters like Kelly and Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
And David Price at one point. Like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, it's okay, Mookie Betts, that you guys cheated your way to a World Series, but it's okay because you're Dodgers now. Man, I wished. I mean, can Correa sign there? Who gets hurt more, Corey Seager or Carlos Correa?
They're in a battle.
They are in a battle. Now, it was a pitch to the hand.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
That wasn't a massage that broke
your bones, that broke your back.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit different. That's a little brittle when you get a massage and they break your ribs. She breaks your ribs. She must have been a big girl.
We don't know that, John.
We don't know that, but you
are you though?
I am an ally. I'm just.
Are you though?
This is some kind of massage gone wrong where you get your back broken or whatever. I feel like it was a fall off of a ladder. I've seen this happen before.
Well, you've seen.
I could have said I had a massage that dislocated my shoulder, and you would have. But it would have been worse than falling off a ladder. You would have never. It would have been horrible if I told you I had a massage that dislocated a shoulder. Oh my God.
No,
it would have been way worse than falling off a ladder.
You could
legitimately.
You could not have said that. You could not have said that because
and then
the
Deshaun
been,
thing would have happened, and then it would have reignited
you
everything.
And Deshaun getting massages together.
Deshaun got what he allegedly got. You broke your shoulder.
Yeah, right. Both of you with broken bones.
Yeah. It's too hot in here.
Yeah.
We'd make all the too hot jokes for you. Lance walking around in too small of a towel.
Ooh, this is itchy. This towel is
one of
itchy.
You internally bleeding, one of you externally.
Oh, God. Look at him. Look at him right now.
Too itchy. I just had a paper towel.
He put a paper towel over his groin area.
Too itchy.
Threw it.
Tossed it away.
He said it was a very small hand towel.
It was. That's about it.
They usually have a sheet.
It's the quarterback towel he uses.
Yeah.
That little quarterback towel that barely goes.
See, I was going to say it's the towel they put over the balls when it's raining. And when like that type of towel, the referees are like,
that's too big.
I think he uses that little quarterback towel.
That's almost a sock.
I know. It's too much. I'm hot.
Dale, I know you've seen the Red Hot Chili Pepper when Flea and Anthony Kiedis have worn socks on their junk
yeah.
in concert. What if he came in with Deshaun? Just came in with just wearing a sock.
Deshaun goes, look,
like, it's covered.
Like Deshaun's like, I got a couple actor buddies. This is what they wear in their sex scenes. Yeah, I think that'd be okay
this
here.
This is the marble bag.
Yeah,
that Eric Layton told us about.
Yeah, isn't this okay for my massage?
It's called a modesty bag.
Well, is what it's called. Well, sir, normally you're under a sheet. Well, it's too itchy.
It's icky. I'm sweating. Man, I am looking at a fight. You got to look up. It's on Barstool Sports. I don't know where else it is, but and I don't know the names. But look at this baseball fight. It is off the it is a great fight. I mean, haymakers all over. Look at this guy, 15 coming in. Bam, bam. This is awesome. Now, that's a baseball. That's a fight.
Who is that?
That ain't a that was a riot. That wasn't a baseball fight. Holy crap. These two teams don't like each other.
Who are they?
Looks well, like, no one knows. The story doesn't even say what.
Is it the South Bend Cubs and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps?
Is it?
Is that what it is? I just looked up baseball. But
you can't
fight.
Miss it when you see them fight.
Yeah, this is awesome. It doesn't look this Barstool story. How about telling what team it is? I mean, it doesn't even tell the name of the team. Hey, Carl, write a better story. Maybe mention the team's names.
God, do you know that I'm literally going through Major League Baseball draft stuff? And I'm trying to look for, you know, like who the next Astros, and I'm reminded that the Astros don't have a pick in the first or second round.
They did it last year.
No, it's 2 years in a row. There is.
Or it was the last two.
No, it's last year. It wasn't that long ago that they got in trouble.
20. Oh, yeah. This is going to be the 21 draft. Yeah. They don't have it again. They don't have first two rounds.
That's
man.
A killer.
Oh. They didn't get in the punishment. They lost their manager and their general manager, and they lost draft picks. That's not enough for those cheaters. Yeah. Well, how would you like to sit here now with no draft picks for any of your teams?
And watching that bullpen go at it. That's a punishment enough.
Oh, my gosh. We could use some kind of arm.
And as far as this fight you're looking at is concerned, the teams have to play five more times.
Do they really?
Yeah, this week.
Man, dude,
this
they week. Were throwing haymakers. Haymakers.
Who's not going to be suspended?
Right. None of them are playing. That is awesome. I love a good fight like that. What somebody else is doing it. And then we saw Dodger fans fighting it. And it was Dodger on Dodger violence.
Yeah, because we know the Astro fans aren't getting involved.
No.
They're not looking to stand up.
We ain't about that life. We ain't about standing up for our team.
And our city.
Our city. Let them come in here and take over
Are you calling the Astros fans the French?
Pretty much. Pretty much. That's what we were last night.
Looked like a bunch of collaborators last night.
We were. I mean, goodness gracious. Can we step up tonight? And can we drown them out with their booze?
At least you don't have to get
into their chants.
You don't have to get into a physical fight because, hey, you got lives. But, hey, drown them out with your voices. Now the Astros need to help the cause if it's 4-1. Dodgers in the third, that's not going to help people.
No. And every time, you know, it does grow silent when the other team does something.
Scores runs, yeah.
And it's not going to be silent. It's going to be, maybe we can boo when they score runs.
Something.
Do something, please. Don't let them walk into our city and just take it over. That's embarrassing.
You'll be there. You'll be adding.
I will. It. I will be there.
John comes back with a black
eye. I don't think there are going to be a lot of Dodgers fans where I'm sitting, though.
Oh, okay. You'll be with the Richie Riches.
Well, I got
Jim Crane.
My buddy gave me some the tickets, and yeah, Jim Crane won't let that happen. Right behind home plate, it's just going to be Astros fans.
the rest of the stadium.
And
the rest of the stadium.
You mean and Marlin?
Thank goodness they can't get to us in there.
Yeah.
Is there armed guards on the diamond level?
I want protection against these Dodger fans because they've taken over the whole stadium.
Oh,
wow. Can we show up tonight?
Both the fans and the team.
And the team. Both of you.
Both responsible.
The Bodias show up tonight. 713-780-3776.
I like how you aren't going to. Are you going to read this Zach Plesac story? Either one of you?
Yeah, we can.
I got to go because I'm tired of doing this stupid show with you idiots.
Okay.
That was aggressive.
I get it.
But.
I understand that.
When a pitcher,
I'm tired of doing the show too.
When a pitcher breaks his thumb.
Right.
I mean, baseball. Does anyone have the dumb injuries that baseball fans do?
No.
We just got done talking about Carlos Correa having a massage broken back or ribs or
How
whatever
did Jeff
it was.
Kent hurt himself again.
Mm-hmm.
And then
watch, we'll tell it on the other side.
Who is
right
it?
Here.
John Smoltz tried to iron his own shirt while he was wearing it and burned himself.
Oh, we'll tell you how he broke his finger on the other side.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Zach Plesac is a pitcher in Major League Baseball. He is an Indians pitcher. Apparently, he was aggressively taking off his shirt, and he broke his thumb. He was none too pleased. Yes, I think probably rather aggressively ripping off his shirt, and he caught it on his chair. It was swollen pretty good, so we sent him to get x-rays. He is out weeks, if not months, with a broken thumb. There have been many weird, weird injuries. Taking off your shirt is right up there with the dumbest of them. The dumbest. Zach, please, Zach. We're going to miss you, Zach. Not so much. Apparently.
Well, by the way, I thought he sounded familiar. He was one of the Indians who
protocol. Rule breakers.
And they said, get away from the Clevenger. They're like, get away from the team. Everyone's pissed at you.
And now look what he did.
Yeah. Well, it's not been a good year for him.
He's what we would call a dumbass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what Jim Schwartz says.
You do dumbass things, pretty soon you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
Mm-hmm. And that's Zach Plesac right now. Can't feel good about himself.
No.
Paulina Gretzky. Apparently, Playboy approached her about posing in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And she said on a podcast that in 2013, asked her to do a shoot. She was excited, but she just started dating Dustin Johnson, and he was opposed to it. Apparently, he offered her money.
Yeah, she was on the Pillows and Beers podcast, and she approached him this way. Dustin, just remember, I love you. Playboy asked me to do, Playboy, and I was like, yeah, this is a great opportunity. Dustin was not having it.
Nope. He said, absolutely not. I'm going to match it. You're not doing it. Even though money wasn't the thing, I could tell it bothered him, so it was fine. Thanks for nothing, Dustin Johnson.
Are you a little pissed off at Dustin Johnson now?
Well, Dustin Johnson.
Johnson's got to step up and pay like that.
Dustin Johnson has missed the last two cuts in majors,
Johnson,
a number one player in the world doesn't do.
Let me ask you a question. With that in mind, do you think an OnlyFans account is a possibility for Paulina
Gretzky?
Gretzky. Yeah, is she still Gretzky? Did they get married?
They're not married.
They're not married.
No.
They're just partners. He has no sex.
They're going to get married. Apparently.
Speaking of the Gretzkys, Wayne just dipped out on the Oilers and is going to get $3 million to do hockey
for TNT.
They're
paying him off $3 million, so he's going to go work for ESPN or for TNT,
yeah.
For TNT.
And who knew TNT had hockey? Well, it'll be a thing next season.
Well, yeah, they've got ESPN and TNT are sharing hockey.
But the Bruins got through the first round, so they -160 when the
I was waiting
first round
for that
was good, right?
Huh. I was waiting for you to
some different guys scored goals.
Different guys.
Russians and Canadians scored, and I thought it was great.
Uh-huh. No Swiss, no guys from Sweden.
Tell you what, now, no. I don't know if we had Swiss guys on our team. But
us Boston team?
Yeah.
Oh,
so you're one of the subtle.
I don't have a team.
Are you one of the subtle racists Kyrie was talking about?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. We're not racist.
Well, they're not in hockey. There's no
hockey
black
words. Not racist.
Can't be racist.
One or two, and I'm sure they've heard
there's
stuff.
Yeah.
In Boston, I'm sure
and
they
we
have.
We welcome them in Boston.
The Bruins ain't
we welcome
none of that.
Them in Boston.
Okay.
Wait
a minute. They hated. Yeah, they hated. Well, he played for Montreal, so it was one of the reasons they hated him. But what was his name? Subban?
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't fans.
They didn't like him.
We
like
him.
What do you think they said to him? Hey, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
No, Lazy J was not in the crowd.
Humans, here's a new research found this out, guys. humans probably can't live longer than 150 years.
Who wants to?
A new study.
You ever see Flossie Dickie?
Looks at how long the body maintains its ability to recover from stress. And apparently, 150 is it. Somewhere between 120 and 150 years, that's all you can live.
Who? Yeah, Lance makes a good point, asks a good question. Who wants to live that long?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be alive at 150?
Honestly, I thought about that, and I think there's a finite number. Like, everyone's number is different, where you probably say, you know what, 76 is all I got, all I want to be here for. Or maybe you say 87, or maybe you say, when as long as I can walk.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, you know, there's got to be like, if I'm going to lose my hearing, I want to check out. I don't know. I got it
in my head. The moment I can't, you know, go to the bathroom without it being a mess. I'm out of here.
The moment I got to have a diaper, I'm out.
I'm out.
Apparently now, vaccines, if you get a vaccine, it doesn't mean that you connect to Bluetooth. So there's a picture of a car. You know how it says the different devices that you can connect to?
Mm-hmm.
Two of them were this guy's parents' vaccines.
What? Yeah. This is bullcrap. He named it. He just named that on his car.
Available devices, two of which seem to be claiming they are the vaccines in her parents.
See, this is somebody setting this up to get people. I had somebody the other day at a grocery store, like, are you all vaccinated? I said, yeah, I got my vaccines. Like, I was going to, but then I saw videos where people had magnets sticking to their arms. Mm-hmm. And
yeah. No, so, you saw her. Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's that easy to fool you people? I mean, this is why people get swindled. I never thought Nigerian Prince would ever get anybody. Why would that ever get anybody? Nigerian Prince is still going strong in emails because it must work on somebody. Hello. And this is the thing. It's not even good English. I has problem. That I really, and it's from somebody you know.
Yeah.
It's like,
look,
Bert Darden got his email for somebody like, hi, I has problem right now in a third world country. I know we are longtime friends, but hopefully your family good. Like, this is not Bert Darden, and I don't even know Bert. I've never even talked to Bert Darden.
If you send $5,000,
yeah.
Yes.
I'll give you
10. I hope to get out of this jail, I can't get back. I will pay you back.
Yeah. With interest.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm like, this is not
a Sioux City.
People fall for that stuff.
A Sioux City, Iowa man was none too pleased because his neighbors didn't mow his lawn, so he set their house on fire. Police said they were called to the house on fire around 6 p.m. He was upset because he asked his neighbors on Saturday to mow his lawn. Don't mow your lawn. Don't mow my lawn. Guess what happens? Your house is on fire.
So if I don't mow your lawn. You're going to set my house on fire in return? Is that what the deal is?
That's right. If you don't mow my lawn, I'm going to set your house on fire. It doesn't seem like the punishment fit the crime to me.
But why do I have to mow your lawn anyway?
I don't know why.
No, they didn't mow their own lawn. And he's like, this looks like a mess.
No,
he wanted them to mow his lawn.
You sure? Because I read this story yesterday.
Yeah.
They didn't mow their own lawn.
He went to the house. Neighbors on Sunday to... Oh, he asked his neighbors on Saturday to mow his lawn. Oh, to mow their lawn.
Mow your lawn.
Because they had not cut the grass. So, I see.
Yeah.
But they said they wrote it poorly.
He thought it was making the neighborhood look
good. Okay, let me ask you. Will other people in the neighborhood mow their lawn when he asked then?
Yes.
Yes, and it's the same thing with Astros fans tonight. There are certain things you can do to make sure that people know you're serious.
And you want it to rise to the level of the equivalent of burning down a house.
Never said that. I'm just saying some things that are looked at as poor form are actually deterrents.
A Clearfield man had second thoughts about his girlfriend moving in with him in his trailer.
I get that.
So he set it on fire. He burned it to the ground.
Now you just can't live here.
Yeah, see? That's all that.
As opposed to just saying, hey, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't live together?
Maybe we shouldn't. Nope. Listen, I wanted you to, but look, burned down. Got nowhere to live. Sorry.
Well, same guy who probably got fooled by the Nigerian prince.
Yeah, maybe. Or I got to get out of this thing. I will go as far as burning my home.
Some guys, instead of breaking up with the girl, they'll just stop talking to her and wait till she gets it. So I guess this is his version of it.
They're the first invisible sculpture sold for 15,000 euros.
And it's not even an NFT. It's just an invisible sculpture.
It's an invisible sculpture that this artist sold for 15,000 euros.
What do they think it's supposed to look like?
I think whoever bought this, the guy who sent rubles to the foreign country of the on the email, Bert Darden's email, was smarter than this guy.
It's not even that. This is where you think you are such a – you are so – you have so much money and you think that you are so – you're so bougie or Gigi or whatever that is, where you say, oh, I've got a piece of art here that you can't even see. And this is what it is. And you describe it and like, oh my God, it's astonishing. And who, other rich people say this.
Yeah, that's the
this issue. Is rich people in the art world.
Who
type
are you
stuff,
around
stuff.
That you're buying this for to impress? Like, who are the people?
Other rich people.
Other rich people, stupid rich people.
And then they say, I've got an NFT that I've got to get my hands on. It's an NFT of Anthony Davis kicking Jay Crowder right in his testicles. I must get my hands on this for $90,000.
Now there's a YouTube clip of it. I'm fine. I don't need to buy it.
An attorney allegedly assaulted in the courtroom by a man accused of assault. He was none too pleased with how the proceedings were going in his assault trial.
He did what he knew.
He beat the snot out of
this attorney. That's what he does to solve problems.
I don't know. There seems to be...
I mean, this is kind of his
thing. There seems to be a trend developing here.
Hey.
Anger management. If you can't control yourself in your trial for assault without assaulting someone, chances are you're a serial assaulter.
I hope his defense was... Your Honor, there's no pattern of this behavior.
No. Wait, oh.
Your Honor, this is simply an overstatement of my client's one-time impulsive behavior. And I'm sorry, guilty.
Shut up, stupid. I don't even think it was guilty. I think it was just I didn't like what you said.
He didn't like how it was going.
I like to withdraw my... request for not guilty and plead guilty.
We want to change
We're
our plea.
We're changing to guilty.
10:56. Charlie Polito is next. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.